grilling guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Bob, you got a buddy on the line that knows a little bit about river fishing. So we had him join us, right?
That's right. This is Joshua Geertz, and I've known this guy since he was, I'd say came up to my elbow. He was always a good kid, and he's turned into a fine young man. Joshua, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bob. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Josh is the epitome of the ultimate sportsman. He just and he's got the perfect girlfriend who tolerates it and loves to do it with him. So he's set himself up quite nicely. But I ran into him a year ago or so. Josh, welcome to the show. And where was that I ran into you?
Oh, geez.
That
Bob,
store.
Been at the Outdoorsman?
Yes, the Outdoorsman. Thank you.
Okay.
Tell us where that is.
So the Outdoorsman is in Jenison, Michigan, off Baldwin.
Yes.
In the Baldwin Plaza.
So here's the deal, Jop. I was actually looking for strawberries, and I was seeking out strawberry farms. And I saw this pizza shop down the street, so I went and ordered a pizza, and they told me 25 minutes. So I took a little cruise, and I saw this sportsman shop, and it said ammo. And I thought, oh, I need some buckshot. So I went in there, and son of a gun, if this guy wasn't in there, and it had been so long since I'd seen him, he's grown into a full-size man.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about Steelies. Let's take a guy who maybe has gone out for Steelies once or twice, but maybe doesn't. How does he get set up? What should he be doing right now to get ready?
Well, you know, Bob, there's a lot of ways that one could target steelhead, and especially early season, as these steelhead are just coming in, they're following the salmon up. There's eggs in the system from the spawning salmon. Typically, that's where those steelhead are going to congregate, and that can be any river system. If there is kings on gravel, there's kings actively spawning. There's eggs in the system, and that is what those steelhead are coming into our rivers targeting.
Okay, so some primary rivers might be like the White, the Pier Marquette, the Betsy, the Platte,
Muskegon,
yep,
Manistee,
yep, all of those listed. The Grand can be a good one.
Really,
the St. Joe, Kalamazoo. It's pretty much most systems that will maintain or can hold migratory fish that come up from Lake Michigan.
Is it safe to say the ones up north are going to do it a little earlier?
Typically, you'll see a couple more stragglers in those systems due to the colder water temps. But for the most part, this time of year, where the salmon run is starting to deplete, that is where you see the steelhead come up. So you'll see steelhead here in the Grand. You'll see them in the Kalamazoo at roughly the same time that you'd start to see them even up north.
So what would be a technique and a bait that somebody would want to use if they know they're hunting those spawn? You're going to want to go with spawn sacks, aren't you?
Well, with that being said, there's a lot of different ways a guy could go out and throw an egg presentation. You know, there's flies that guys will fly fish and use that are meant to be an egg presentation. There's guys that'll bottom bounce either with spawn or other egg-like presentations, whether it be a yarn ball or a bead, which is quickly becoming very popular. There's float fishing. Guys will float under bobbers with spawn bags or beads, you know, as more visual indicator on when you get a strike. Guys will use moving baits. Like I said, those early season steelhead, although they're eating little micro salmon eggs, they're also willing to bite crankbaits and things like spinners and streamers as well.
Now, spinners are a little tough in the river, so.
Yeah, spinners can be. They definitely love to find logs.
Yes.
But the upside on a spinner and my eyes anyway, is that you can cover a lot of water, right? Because you can fish all water from where your cast ends to the rod tip. on the way in on retrieval, right? So you can cover a ton of water. And like I said, you know, there's not a ton of those early season steelhead that come in. So sometimes covering as much water as you can every single cast you make can be more beneficial.
So for the beginner on spawn, would you say that floating a bobber is going to be one of the easier ways to do it?
Yes and no. I mean, it depends on the setup for the most part, but a bobber is a great, great way to A, cover a lot of water, and B, stay out of those pesky snags near the bottom.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network on Jethro and, of course, WBRN. And we're talking to Joshua Geertz, and he is a longtime fisherman, a trusted man. Tell us the name of that sporting shop you work at a little bit.
Yeah, the Outdoorsman Pro Shop.
Yeah. Do they have any guides that could help somebody maybe? If somebody just said, gosh, we want to take two or three guys up, let's just hire somebody the first time so we can learn this.
Yes.
Okay.
His name is Brett Feenstra.
Okay. So going to that shop?
Go into the shop, give us a call, look us up on Facebook. It's a great way. Taking a trip is a great way to see kind of how different techniques are done to catch steelhead. You know, the average guy can sit there and watch YouTube all day long, can talk on forums, can be on Facebook, and spend a lot of time and do a lot of research and still go out on the river frustrated when the day is over. And I do firmly believe that those trips eliminate a little bit of that because you're actually out there seeing how it's done. And Brett is a great guy. We have a ton of fun, and
nice.
He's a phenomenal fisherman.
And a set of waders would be a great thing to have because I see a lot of guys trying to do it from the bank, and there's just not those few spots where you can fish from the bank. There's already five guys there.
Yes.
And test your waders if you haven't used them in a while. I can attest to that personally.
Right.
I tried mine this spring.
Yeah.
And I got wet in minutes.
And always remember, stay on the shallow side of the river because those things have a big hole in the bottom. And speaking of bobbers, you don't want to be one. Right. So be careful out there because that can get away from you quick if you get wet. But yeah, a lot of fun though. I mean, and why Steelies? Because they're incredibly put up an unbelievable fight, jump, and all that other stuff when you hook one.
And they smoke up so nicely.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah. They
not
do.
Only smoke up, that's something you can fillet. And skin and cube it up, bread it in Progresso breadcrumbs, and throw it in a deep fryer and have the best. Now, there's a treat for your tailgate
right there,
Halloween party.
Right, yeah.
Go catch some steelhead, Joppy.
Right, yeah. Between now and now and the end of October, I probably could if I get out there. Yeah, absolutely. But anyway.
What other tips do you have?
Just have fun with it. You know, go into it with an open mind. Definitely go out into whatever area you are targeting and make sure you go out with the right tools. Make sure you talk with the right guys, just be well equipped. And I always tell people when I talk to them at the shop, you know, bring the whole menu.
All right, Josh, thanks so much. We're out of time. Just great to talk to you, pal. And I hope to see you again real soon.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Bob.
Joshua Geertz. Thank you.
All right, coming up next, we're going to do a little rib work. You're not going to want to miss this one. There are some good tips there. You're listening to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.